Consequently, he wanted to execute the purpose of Krishna through the agency of Kavakanya. Although Kavakanya means invalidity or old age, Yamanaraj wanted to serve Krishna by introducing Kavakanya everywhere. Thus, the same person, by attaining old age, will become fearful of death. Foolish people engage in material activities as if they will live forever and enjoy material enjoyment, material advancement. But actually, there is no material advancement. Under illusion, people think that material opulence will save them. But although there has been much advancement in material science, the problems of human society, birth, death, old age and disease are still unsolved. Nonetheless, foolish scientists are thinking that they have advanced material. On Kalakanya, the invalidity of old age attacks them. They become fearful of death. If they are sane, those who are insane simply do not care for death, nor do they know what is going to happen after death. They are under the wrong impression that after death there is no life, and consequently they are very irresponsible in this life and enjoy unrestricted sense gratification. For an intelligent person, the appearance of old age is an impetus to spiritual life. People naturally fear impending death. The king and the Yavanas tried to utilize Kalakanya for this purpose. Foolish people engage in material activities as if they will live forever. The Pandavas were in exile, and one Brahmin lost his wood for performing a sacrificial fire, Aryana sticks. So the Brahmin came to the Pandavas to seek assistance with their Kshatriyas. The Brahmins fulfilled the request of the Kshatriyas. So they went off looking for the sticks of the Brahmin to do his puja, Agnihotra. First of all, this Arjun came to a lake. Was thirsty, was going to drink. And a voice from the sky, a voice said, "You can't drink in this lake without answering my questions." And Arjun said, "Ho, ho, 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 ho. Don't you know who I am? I am Pandavputra, Arjun. Shagashachini. No one tells me what to do." He drank at the lake, fell down dead. Having not returned, they sent out Bhima. Bhima looking here and there. Where are the sticks? Where's the Brahmin? Where's Arjun? He's also thirsty, comes to the lake, sees Arjun lying down there. "What is this?" He's thinking, "Arjun, what is this? Drank poison water?" He hears the voice. "You have to ask my questions. You cannot drink this water without asking my questions." Bhima, "Pandavputra, I can do whatever I like." He drank the water, fell down dead. And similarly, Nakula Sahadev, one after another, they all came, drank the water, fell down dead. Finally, no Pandavas left except Yudhishthira. They're all gone. So after waiting, Yudhishthira goes, comes to the lake, sees all his brothers lying down there, weapons scattered here and there, no sign of a fight. He's wondering, "What is this?" And then he sees in the tree a crane. "This is my lake. You cannot drink your brothers. They foolishly neglected my orders. They drank from this water. They're all dead. You also, you will die if you drink this water without answering my questions." So Yudhishthira, broad-minded. "Okay, I'm prepared to answer the questions." There were many questions. There were many questions on many topics, both secular and temporal. Spiritual and material, many topics. And eventually he asked, "What is the most amazing thing? What is the most amazing thing?" What's the answer? Maybe you could say Sachin Tendulkar's comeback century at Mumbai.
So many things. What is the most amazing thing? Many people would say that, you know, such Jim Tendrick's comeback. Or the hailstones that were this big the other day. Fortunately, Yudhisthira was not of such small intelligence. So he answered, Ahani hani bhutani. Gachchantaya yamalayam. They're going to the abode of Yamaraj. Ahani hani bhutani. It's unlimited. People are dying. In the West, we hide this. We hide death. It's like in the hospitals, you know, big hospitals here, St. Vincent's, and what's that one? Women's Hospital
Alfred.
And Paran.
Alfred
Hospital. Big hospitals. You never see them carrying dead bodies here and there. But the people are dying all the time, probably hundreds a day in the hospital. But you never see dead bodies. They take them out the back and just. Well, you don't see in refrigerated vehicles. One time I was in a gynecological clinic in Kolkata, and there's all these ladies. I was there with my wife. There's all these ladies, you know, pregnant ladies at the reception. It was a converted tenement block, just like a building. You know, they make. In India, you make hospital anywhere in a house. This is a three-story building in the suburbs, gynecological, very well-known gynecologist. And all the ladies, pregnant ladies, are sitting there. And then the elevator opens and out comes, you know, they're carrying on a bamboo stretch, you know, a woman who just passed away. A big truck pulls in and all these people jump out of the truck. They get down and they run up and they bring the body out through the reception. All the pregnant ladies are sitting there and you know, they carry out their dead body through this. This is India. India, nothing hidden. You see these things. Sometimes you're there and there's another big hospital in Ranagar. It's a good, very good hospital. I had surgery there last year, Ranagar. But every day there's hundreds and hundreds of people in the waiting area every day. And, you know, you see them wheeling. They're just wheeling through the people. They're all broken and all these cases of people. You never see such things in the West. It's all hidden. I was in Taiwan. We were preaching in Taiwan. And we used to go sankirtan into office buildings. We started on the top floor and go down floor by floor to the offices. And I noticed that for some reason in the office buildings in Taiwan, we would go from fifth floor to third floor. And I was wondering, where's the fourth floor? In all the buildings, where's the fourth floor? I go, fifth floor to third floor. And somebody told me, a Chinese devotee told me, that the word in Mandarin for number four, that sounds almost the same as the word for death. So therefore, they build the buildings that don't put a fourth floor. So people don't believe that they can't. It's ahani yachchantaya yachchante yamalaya shesham shtavram ichchanti. But those who are so many people are dying. Shesham shtavram. Those who are remaining ichchanti. They're thinking that I won't die, or they're behaving as if they won't die. They're behaving as though we're here permanently. This is the Kim Ashcharja Patakaram. What is more amazing than this? The death is all around us, but people act in such a way as though we're going to live here permanently. So Srila Prabhupada's explaining this is foolishness, this is ignorance. So therefore, the king of the Yadanas, he's engaging Kalakanya, who's approached him. Ultimately, we'll see in the next week, she doesn't marry Yavanaraj, she's given to Prajvara, the brother of Yavanaraj, Prajvara, who is fever personified. And together they combine old age and fever to serve this purpose of awakening people that death is imminent.
So in this way, therefore, that which the materialist is very difficult for them to deal with. Actually, for a devotee, old age and death are simply not fear. They're not a source of fear. We sang this before class today. Pabhai Charanaravinda. The lotus feet of Nandananda, they grant fearlessness. There was a story once, there was a sage and he was giving benedictions. So Rajaputra Chiranjeev, different persons were coming past that sage. He gave benedictions, different benedictions, according to their circumstances. Rajaputra Chiranjeeva. Oh, Rajaputra, son of the king, Chiranjeeva, live a long life. And then he said, Muniputra Gamajiva, son of the sage, die now. Mara Iti, the butcher, you don't live and you don't die. And Sadhu Namara Nama Iti, for the devotee, you can live or die, is the same. Rajaputra Chiranjeeva, for the Rajaputra, the son of the king, he's saying, Chiranjeeva, live a long life. Because you're enjoying such enjoyment as the son of the king, that when you die, you're going to have to suffer so much bad karma. So, Chiranjeeva, live a long life. Muniputra Gamajiva, son of the rishi, a brahmachari who's performing penances. Well, when you die, you'll go to Svarga and enjoy brahmacharya sannyas. They actually get a Svarga. It doesn't simply, sannyas doesn't award one the spiritual world. One goes to the Janaloka. So, Muniputraka Majiva, son of the rishi, die now, because your next birth, you'll so much punya, you'll be elevated. And then, Mara Iti, butcher, don't live and don't die. To the butcher, he said, don't live and don't die. Because in living, you're such abominable and creating such suffering. And in dying, you're going to have to endure all of this reaction. So the butcher, don't live, don't die. And na mara iti. For the sadhu, neither live or die. That's all the same. For a devotee, living or dying is the same. Because the devotee, when he's living, he's engaging his life. Much chitta, matgata prana, matgata prana. He gives his life, matgata on my path. Much chitta, he gives his heart. Much chitta, matgata prana. So he's giving his life in the service of the Lord. And when his body collapses, then he goes on to serve the Lord. So where is the anxiety in the mind of the devotee? The coming of old age, it's meant to induce fear. It's meant to induce fear. But people are so ignorant, due to mind of ignorance, people have become accustomed to fear. We live with fear. And where Shri Krishna is arriving in Dwarka, in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 10, Lord Krishna had departed from Hastinapur and he's arriving in Dwarka. As he's approaching Dwarka Dham, he blows his conch. So hearing the sound of Krishna's transcendental conch, Panchadanya, hearing the sound of that, it dispelled all of the fear from the minds and the hearts of the Dwarka Vashis. And Prabhupada is commenting there that anything in relation to Krishna, Krishna's words, Krishna's kirtan, Krishna's blowing his conch, it's non-different from Krishna. Now it removes all fear. In the purport, Prabhupada comments that of the four ahanidrabhayamaitum, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, these are the things that preoccupy us in the material world, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's ahanidrabhayamaitum. Srila Prabhupada says, the one that gives most trouble is the fearing problem. One that gives most trouble. But people may find that a little Fascinating, but wouldn't we may think the eating problem is what we're busy with, or the mantun, mating problem, or the nidra. But these things come occasionally. Occasionally we're hungry.
Especially with what is eating.
Occasionally we're hungry. Occasionally mantun is required, but not always. Occasionally. And occasionally we sleep. But the fear is constantly there. But because it's constantly, we're constantly afraid. Because we're in a jivana dalama. Kamala dalama jala jivana dalama. Kamala dala jala. Just like a drop of water on the leaf of a petal. It's so vulnerable. At any moment. I could talk. This is jivana dalama. In the same way, our life is like that. So we're always afraid. We're always afraid, but we become accustomed to fear. So we live with it, and it's just part of. We're always afraid. You come out of the room, did I lock my door? Do I have my phone? Will I get a seat? You know, will I be late for prashadam? You know, will I get a parking spot? Will someone steal my car? Will someone break into my home? Is my passport safe? And we're constantly fearing these things, but it's constantly running that program. We become accustomed to it. Ah, that's life. I remember in the old days, before Indigo and Jet and all those, we used to go by train in India. We used to go by train. I'm sure everyone here traveled by train in India. Overnight. So I used to have the experience that you sleep on the train, and it's not easy to sleep on the train. And so you would periodically wake up in the night, Now, let me ask you, if you've had that experience, when you wake up, what's the first thing you think about?
Is the other thing still?
Everyone is the same. You know, you sleep with your hand on your head, you sleep with your hand, and your legs on the other bag. Then you wake up. You too. That's very interesting. Very interesting. So what does that tell us? It's like loading programs on your machine, loading programs. You know, they load one after another. And when you start up, they're loading. So when your consciousness is coming back into the, you know, the awakened consciousness, or awake from sleep, then you immediately upload that. You immediately start that program. Mm-hmm. That starts functioning. So if you're coming into consciousness, immediately the fear program starts operating. And you're immediately thinking. And then it remains operating all the time. We're always afraid. But we become accustomed to that. And we think, that's not. Actually, so therefore we're meant to be induced, we're meant to be punished, we're meant to be away from the material nature. Another place in Bhagavatam, anyway, when Vyasa sits and meditates, he sees the purpose of Maya. Maya Maya cha tapasrayam apashyapunam. How's that spelled? Lokasha ajanasha vidman anagalopasham shakshat bhakti jogam anokshita. He could see the problems, the suffering of the living entity, and he could see the cause, and he could see the solution in his meditation. And the cause was that the material energy was inflicting miseries upon the living entity in order to rectify. So this, the suffering, old age, disease, is meant to rectify. Prabhupada gives an example that of his own life, that Prabhupada didn't want to go to school. Up there in MG Road, and you can go and visit Matila Free School. You can visit them in Kolkata. Prabhupada didn't want to go to school, but Gaur Mohan was so affectionate to Prabhupada, he never refused anything he requested. So Prabhupada would say, I don't want to go to school today, and Gaur Mohan would say, Tikache, Amar Shange Ajo. You come with me to the cloth shop, and Prabhupada would go. Prabhupada's mother, Radharani, She was a little more strict. But because Prabhupada's father, he couldn't personally punish Prabhupada in that way. So they had to hire a servant whose name was Damodar. And they paid him 4 rupees a month. And he used to take Prabhupada. His thing was to take, he would take Prabhupada to school every day. Prabhupada said he sometimes tied a rope around him and carried him. Prabhupada was struggling, and eventually Prabhupada succumbed to them. So this is very interesting that they had to, Guru Mahanata had to hire someone to discipline Prabhupada. So this is the suffering in the material nature. That Krishna personally, he doesn't want to see his parts and parcels suffer. So he deputes this to the material energy. But there is a purpose. There is a purpose for suffering. The materialists, rather than trying, the first thing, Shanatana Goswami Prabhupada inquired, why do I have to suffer 3, 4 centuries? The materialists, they never even asked that question. They deny, I'm not suffering. I'm happy. Nitai namo lila boke majilo shamsha shuke. Nitai na bolilo muke. They're not chanting Hare Krishna. Majilo shamsha shuke. They are merged in the material happiness. They don't think they're suffering. So therefore, the material energy is meant to induce these miseries upon the living entity. So that we wake up, why am I suffering? Why am I suffering? The materialists are so gross, so dull, that they refuse to accept their suffering and they're simply taking intoxication and changing one thing to another, trying to divert the fact that they're suffering. Divert the reality. Avoid facing the reality. So really, before one takes the spiritual life, one has to realize that we're suffering. As the beginning of our preaching, and then accept that. This is difficult for the materialists to accept. They don't want to accept that they're a failure. That it's not working. They don't want to answer. I'm not the conqueror. They don't think of Ishvara Krishna. Oh, I'm the Ishvara. Not now, but next year. Or in 5 years, I'll have it all together. Dura ashaya. Desiring in the future. Dura ashaya. Future. Distance. I will get it. I will make it. And in this way, the illusion of material energy keeps them entangled. And the suffering is meant to actually awaken them. Now, if you become awakened, no need to suffer anymore. Jiv Krishna Das, Ebi Shash Korle To Adukhanai, Radha Krishna Bola Deshawai. Jiv Krishna Das, Ebi Shash. If you realize, if you have faith, Ebishash, that Jeev Krishna Das, I'm the servant of Krishna. Jeev Krishna Das, Ebishash, correlate, top. If you do that, our dukkha nai. No more suffering. Why no more suffering? Because you're already rectified. When the judge, the case comes, and he, they make a sentence, they say, first of all, there's different hearings, there's the make your case, defense, witnesses, and there's a jury adjourning, and they make it come to a verdict, and then next week there will be the sentencing. I was mentioning the other day in India it all happens on the spot, and the punishment. So that the judge, he needs time to consider. What's he consider when he makes a sentence? He considers how long it's going to take for this person to get rectified. Well, that's sort of a heinous crime. One time I was arrested in Shepparton in a car park of Safeway for distributing books. And the police were in there and they're making a report. And the constable was asking me, at what time was this heinous crime performed? So the judge is thinking, how heinous, it'll take 15 years for this person. Minimum 15 years for this person to get rectified. Sometimes more. Sometimes 20 of life. And sometimes they get multiple life sentences. Multiple life sentences for a serial killer. Life after life. Because their conclusion is better that you execute him. Then it's done. But it so happens there's something called probation board, and they regulate, evaluate, the mentality of the prisoners. And actually, there can be early release if a person is if the probation people are convinced that the person has become rectified, then there can be early release. So similarly, when we understand I'm Krishna's servant, we give up the endeavor to try to independently enjoy in this world, separate from Krishna, that coming to that progressive level of advanced knowledge, you don't need to suffer anymore because you've learned the lesson that suffering produces. So in this way, the suffering of a devotee is reduced because they don't need the punishment. They don't need to be taught in that way. They're voluntarily surrendering to the Lord. But for old age devotees, we were hearing Narayana Manaji sharing how Prabhupada was so active in his old age. Sometimes Prabhupada was interviewed and they were saying, oh, what if everyone sits in a lazy and Prabhupada said, lazy? You know, we are more active than you. We are more busy than any of you. So old age and disease actually can be a ornament for a Vaishnava when he becomes senior, wise. The example of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami comes to mind that he was in his old age. Actually, the scholars describe he was over 90 years old. He was living in near Naihati. It's in between Kolkata and Mayapur, Naihati, nearby Naihati. And he was engaged. He was organizing Sankirtan program in his home. There was one great devotee of Lord Nityananda, Miniketan Ram, and he was participating in the. He was a liberated soul, Miniketan Ram. he was anyone who see him would immediately cry the love of Godhead because he was tears were constantly flowing from his eyes. And devotees would offer obeisances to Miniketan Ram, and he would sometimes climb on them when they were offering obeisances, or he would strike them with his fruit. So the pujari of Krishnadas Kaviraj, Gunanava Mishra, he didn't appreciate Lord Nityananda. He didn't appreciate Lord Nityananda. And Miniketan Ram was aware of this and he left that place. Then Kaviraj Goswami explains that he had an argument with his brother. He and his brother Kaviraj Goswami, who his brother did not accept Lord Nityananda. And Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that he's preaching to me. Duibai et Kanu Shaman Prakash. These two brothers are the same. Shaman Prakash, non different. Nityananda Namani Tomar Hove Sharvanash. Nityananda Namani Tomar Hove Sharvanash. If you do not respect Lord Nityananda, everything will be destroyed. He explained it's like Arda Kukutinaya, not the logic of accepting half a hen. So, the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he offended Miniketan Ram and didn't show respect to Lord Nityananda. Krodha Hoy, showing anger. Bangshi Bangi, Chali Ramdas. Miniketan Ram, he showing anger, he broke his flute and he left that place. Tat Kale, Amam Prata Hoylo Sharvanash. At that time, my brother, Hoylo Sharvanash, he fell down. Everything was destroyed. And that night, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he had a dream. Had a dream because Lord Nityananda was very pleased with him because he had chastised his brother. Because he had taken upon him the responsibility of correcting and chastising his brother. Sometimes we don't do that. We think, well, let them do what they do. It's not my issue. That's their problem. But he took the responsibility of chastising and educating, attempting to educate his brother. So Lord Nityananda was pleased with that. He appeared in the dream. Listen, Bhakti Gaman, this description of what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami saw in his dream. Lord Nityananda appeared. He had a glossy blackish complexion. A tall, strong, heroic figure, and like a huge, prabhanga sharira, a huge boy. Miniketan Ram, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he fell down at the feet of Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda placed his lotus feet on his head. Imagine a dream like that. He had lotus-like eyes, and he was wearing a beautiful silk cloth, and he had a beautiful silk turban tied around his head. And he had golden armlets and bangles, and tinkling anklets, and a garland of flowers around his neck. And his body was anointed with sandalwood, and a beautiful tilak. He was moving like a maddened elephant, swaying to and fro. Absorbed in ecstasy, chanting Krishna, Krishna, in a deep voice. He was surrounded by his associates, cowherd boys, and they were offering him beetle. There's a nice painting of Vishnu Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chamor, and there were bumblebees buzzing all around. And he began to speak, ordering Krishna Das, ordering Krishna Das Kaviraj. Are, are Krishna Das, na kolaho bhai. Vrindavan jao, tar sharva labhai. Are Krishna Das, na kolaho bhai. Don't be afraid. Na bhai, no fear for you. No fear of anything, no fear of old age, no fear of death, no. He's 90 years old. No fear for you. Vrindavan ja. Go to Vrindavan. Taha sarva lab boy there, and you will achieve everything. After saying this, he directed Krishna Das Kaviraj toward Vrindavan with his flute. And then disappeared from his dream. So Krishna Das Kaviraj, Kashani, He immediately awoke. And he realized everything. Lord Nityananda had appeared to me out of mercy, to show mercy on me, because I chastised my brother and I demonstrated devotion. I served the Lord in this situation. I accepted that the desire of the Lord, the business of the Lord, I accepted that as my business. He was pleased with me for that. He appeared to me. He's ordering me to go to Vrindavan. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami immediately, that second, it describes that second. He got up, he left for Vrindavan. That second. No arrangement, no discussion. He just got up and left. What an experience. And there, this is it, when you reach Vrindavan, you met with the Goswamis, Raghunandas Goswami, who had heard from Saranamada that the devotees were, this is all Lord Nityananda's, his disciple of Lord Nityananda, all Lord Nityananda's desire. Actually, these two great souls, Vrindavanash Thakur and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, are disciples of Lord Nityananda. And specifically, he is empowering them to describe the pasanga Sri Satchinandan Govardhani. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kohe Ved Vyas Chaitanya Lila Vyas Vrindavan Das. Vyas Muni, he appears in Chaitanya Lila as Vrindavan Das Thakur, the authorized biographer, as Kaviraj Goswami explains, the authorized biographer of the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the because he's focused particularly on the Navadvip pastimes, he was concerned that the book would become too voluminous. So, in the Antikanda, Chaitanya Bhagavat is very brief. It's 7 chapters. Antikanda. Madhalila is 25 chapters. Adilila is also Kanda. Antikanda 70. He was thinking the book will become too voluminous, so he briefly described the last chapters. It's very interesting because, actually, in the introductory portions, he says he's going to describe things that subsequently he doesn't describe. So he changed the strategy because he thought it was going to become too voluminous. So therefore, Nityananda Prabhu, he sent Krishna Das Kaviraj to Vrindavan to become inspired by the Goswamis. There's no mention here in this leela, go and then write the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan jao taha sharva lab boy, there you will achieve everything. And in Vrindavan, he took shelter of the Goswamis and Raghunath Das Goswami, who is the Shrarupa Raghav. Raghunath of Swarup, Damodar, he was Mahaprabhu's personal secretary. He had compiled everything. He remembered all of the pastimes, which he had described to Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das, he enlightened Krishna Das Kaviraj in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in Vrindavan at Radha Kund, he sat and he wrote in the Chaitanya Charitamrita to, actually it's described to supplement the Chaitanya Bhagavad, and to further describe in detail the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore you see Chaitanya Charitamrita, what Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in two khandas, Adikanda Madhya Khanda. Krishna Das Kaviraj, he briefly enumerates in the Hari Lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he goes into detail from Mahaprabhu's sannyas. And in this way, particularly, these two great works combined, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, are given to humanity in the Sankirtan movement so that we can fully absorb ourselves in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Chaitanya. So he's describing, as he's in Vrindavan writing, Ami Vridha Jaratu, I am old and overwhelmed with old age. Likte Kanvaya Gada, my hand is trembling while I'm writing. Manikichu Shmaram Nahoy, I can't remember anything. Na Deki Nayon, I can't see anything. Na Shuni Shabon, I can't hear anything. Tobu Liki E Boru Vishmoy, but I'm writing. This is the amazing circumstance I'm finding. He's almost 100 years old. Just try to envision Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami on the banks of Radha Kund, writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita for us. So this is the aspiration of the Vaishnava. We're not afraid of death, we're not afraid of old age. We look forward to coming closer to being able to leave this material world and return to the spiritual world. And as we grow, as we age, we become less and less engaged in the material life, less and less engaged in chasing after these things, eating, sleeping, making, defending, less and less wind up, more and more absorbed. This is the light at the end of the tunnel, the positive path. As we get older, we're more and more inspired, more and more deeper in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions? Yes.
We're talking about materialists. They go through punishment, but the devotee doesn't need to because he's rectified, because he knows he's a servant of Krishna. So my question is, in regards to sometimes while performing devotional service, we think we're making more advancement when we're receiving suffering than if we're getting happiness in devotional service. Is there a difference between the two?
That's good. That's like a comment. That's fine. We think like that. It's best to be steady. Shukhe dukhe, in happiness or in distress. So, yes, the distress may help us, so Krishna mercy puts us in under pressure or puts us into distress. But whether we're in distress or whether we're happy, we should try to become equally remember and fixed up in Krishna consciousness. But, yeah. It helps. But we could say that that's part of purification. We're not completely rectified. We're sufficiently rectified. We can already describe that we're liberated. We may not be completely liberated, but compared to gross materialists, we're liberated. Liberated means we're free. We're free from so much anxiety. So much anxiety. We're liberated, even though we're not completely liberated. So there's some, we still experience some troubles, so that further, deeper rectification and purification can be facilitated. Yes.
Oh.
Well, it is, we have, you know, fear, we talk about the fear. How do we, you know, draw a line where we don't get very much familiar at the same time having that fear of, you know, offending Vaishnavas or deities or Seva or whatever, and then, you know, not, you know, you go and become more familiar, and then, you know, you, again, you know, how to have that kind of fear where we can, or, you know.
So the question is, what's the question? Is fear, is over, is hyper fear is good or not? Is that the question?
Yeah, I'll be through that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have heard from authorized sources that Prabhupada said that the problem with my disciples is that they don't fear Maya sufficiently. So it would seem that it's not a big danger to be too fearful. There's not a danger to be too fearful. The danger would be to become too lax of the two, becoming, you know, hyper fearful or overly relaxed. For us, that it would be more dangerous to become overly relaxed. Prematurely, we're thinking now I don't need to be so cautious. That's another, maybe higher strategy. Now I don't need to be so cautious. So better to be very cautious and remain like that, strict and alert. We were discussing in the Rupashika, in the various Upashaka, Puja Lava Pratishta, the Mahaprabhu says, Jatna Kore Maliho, you have to be very alert and be very cautious to protect your Kripa. Yeah, so don't worry about being too cautious. That's good. Especially for the renunciants. Yeah, that's what it means, Brahmachari particularly.
Oh, I'll say in the nectar of devotion, there is a secondary rasa of fear when you develop with the Lord.
Let's not get into that. That's Gomna Rosh, which is experienced that after one is liberated, that's different. It's transcendental. Gomna Rosh, sometimes they come under circumstances and experience them liberated from.
Well, Prabhu Akhila Vishwa Vishwa are a celebrity. Can you expand more on that question?
Ekala Ishvara Krishna, he's the supreme Ishvara, one. So there's one supreme controller, that's Krishna. Arshab, all others are his servants. Arshab Britta, all others are his servants. So Krishna, that means that even the great demigods like the Brahman or Shiva, who are Mahadev, and also we worship, and also we show respect to, but they are also the servant of Krishna. He is the supreme master. Oh, and he has no master but of him. Yes.
About Krishnadas Kaviraj writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Goswamis writing their literatures. Was there a mood of I'm writing this for the whole world? Or what was their mood in writing these literatures? I heard something like they were just writing, like Goswami was just writing for Sanatana, they were just writing for each other.
Well, what do you think when you're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita? Who do you think that, who's the audience being addressed when you're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita? I would say that even considering the whole world is a limited perception. It is beyond time. I think his audience is considering beyond time, beyond this planet. It's completely eternal. Nitya Lila. Ejoy Goshai Jami Praja Koradavash Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korea Prakash. To reveal that these eternal pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are revealed in. So there's no limit to the audience, the target audience. There's no limit. And he states himself that Kali Yuga Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar, in the Kali Yuga, in the form of the name Krishna appears. Kali Yuga Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Nam Hoite Hoi, anyone who takes the name Sharva Jagat Nishtha. The whole universe can be delivered. Sharva Jagat. So why he's not making, he's preaching to the whole universe? And he's preaching to the whole universe. He's saying the whole universe can be delivered, so the whole universe can hear. Thank you very much for your hospitality and kind association this week in Melbourne. I pray for another opportunity to associate with you and discuss Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Shri Prabhupada ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Shri Prabhupada ki.